Wake Up Call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM on a Tuesday morning. And we continue. And Mayor McCain joining us this morning. I'm going to talk with him about some things, and looking forward to that, of course, as always on Tuesdays. And it's kind of a, you know, very special treat for us to do this, to talk with one of our soldiers who's serving right now. And it's First Class Sergeant Herschel L. Mayfield of Tallahassee, Alabama, who's in Iraq this morning, and he is on the phone with us. Sergeant, appreciate you coming on. How you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful. How about y'all?
We're doing great. And we want to, you know, first off, thank you for your service, and thank you for your time this morning coming on the air with us.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, you know, the story that you got's a pretty good one. If we kind of talk a little bit about your time, you have served 39 years, 37 in the 158th. You served in Vietnam.
And now you're back.
You're back and you've reenlisted.
That is correct.
And tell us why you decided to reenlist.
Mainly because I enjoy doing what I'm doing and because of my job. I went to work there about 4.5 years ago, and I wasn't going to draw any money, and I'm still in good health. And this way I can draw some money for my retirement. You know, every dollar you make nowadays helps.
I do know that.
I just like the people that I work with in Montgomery, and they've been good to me. And so I just decided I'd stay 2 more years.
Herschel, how old are you now? I know you're not supposed to ask that question, but what's your age these days?
In almost 4 months, I'll be 60.
How about that? Hmm. Tom Watson almost pulled it off at the British Open. Here's a man doing his thing in the military, serving our country at about the same age.
This is true. I watched it the other night.
Tell us what you can say. I mean, I'm sure some of, you know, you're in the military. This is probably, and you're in a war right now, and it's classified to an extent. But what can you say about what you guys are doing over there, obviously, right now?
We're keeping the vehicles running on the maintenance side, you know, for the convoys, for the troops. And me and another guy's doing some carpentry work to help the living conditions of the troops, and everything's going well, and that's about all I can say.
Tell us what Tallahassee guys over there are you working with, because there's a lot of Tallahassee men and women serving right now in Iraq.
Well, there's Mr. Gamachi. There's Fred Capps' son. There's Stephen Mask. There's so many, I can't name them all. And we're split up in two locations. Half of us is in Missoula, and the other half's in Key West.
Herschel, this is Mayor McCain. How you doing?
Doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I want to thank you profusely for serving our country and keeping us safe. It just means a lot to me on a personal level.
Well, to have freedom, somebody's got to do it.
That's right. And you are, and y'all are, and so I just want to, I had to say that because I just really appreciate it, and I have a strong emotional attachment to our soldiers, and have a lot of friends that serve, and for you to re-enlist and that sort of thing is just phenomenal, and I really, on a personal level, want to thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I've been blessed with good health. That's another reason I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not his first go-around. As we mentioned when we came on, he served in Vietnam, but he also was over in Kosovo in 1996 and back for his third trip overseas serving our country. So you were kind of one of the rare ones. I know there are not many people that say they've done that.
This is true, but when they call for you to go, you go and do what you got to do, I guess.
What's your term of stay? Do you know how long you guys are going to be over there and when you'll get to come home?
We've got approximately 85 more days to leave country here, headed back to Kuwait.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing a great homecoming for all you fellas, and we appreciate your time this morning, Herschel. And once again, thanks so much for what you've done for all of us that we could be here doing what we're doing today. We thank you guys.
Can I say one thing?
Please do.
This is kind of ironic. This is kind of ironic that I get to talk to you, because it was almost 40 years ago that I went and visited your brother in Vietnam. I mean, I don't mean your brother. It might have been
my uncle.
Your uncle.
Yeah, Ned,
Ned
Jr.
Ned Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I went and visited him in Vietnam. Mm. And that's kind of hard, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's tough for me to hear
almost
that, too.
40, and almost 40 years later, here I am talking to you about another war.
I know it. I know it. Well, Sergeant, we appreciate you again, and we look forward to seeing you back home real soon, okay?
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Y'all have a good one.
Y'all too. Thank you very much. That's it's quite interesting to do that. I feel a little bit of chills right now talking to somebody who was in a war right now.
That's Jeremy's father-in-law. You know, it's good to talk to people, and I know they're listening on. It's good to hear a voice and everything. And, you know, just so far away and what they're doing, and you hear the numbers and things going on in Afghanistan, how deadly it is over there now. And your hat really goes off to these guys, even in both places, Iraq, where
we should never take them for granted.
I know, and what they do and everything that they do for our country and everything.
How many days go by when we don't even think of it? Doesn't register that these people are doing what they're doing away from their families while we're here
in a war.
Just doing whatever we want
to
do.
Well, they're in the war zone.
I've told you before that when I see a soldier in fatigues or something in the parking lot at Winn-Dixie or something, I stop them and thank them for their service. Sometimes they look at me funny, and then it catches them what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But we need to thank them because we're all volunteer.
Yeah, that is the truth. And glad that we're able to send out our signal over the internet. I'm told by some of the people over there right now that we are being broadcast or webcast right now on 1300WTLS.com to some of the soldiers who are being able to listen to this afternoon hours over there right now.
We're going
to
make a big deal out of them coming home.
We should.
That's an awesome story.
I get chills thinking about that.
Right. All right, well, we're going to talk with the mayor more. We appreciate Herschel Mayfield for what he's doing and all the others over there in Iraq and abroad, wherever they may be, serving the great United States of America. We'll be coming back with more on a Tuesday morning edition of The Wake Up Call after this timeout. You're listening to 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM, on the World Wide Web, too, at 1300WTLS.com.